Okay, we're holding an Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel over the very bottom of Lamed Bet, Amed Bet. We're going to further qualify the Mishnah to understand a little bit better what we're talking about. Amar Rava lo shanu ela be'ilan ha'omed chutz li'ibura shel ir. Aval ilan ha'omed betochi ibura shel ir, filo b'alam asara harezech Erev. Right, so when we said that if you put the Erev above the ten tefachim, that's not going to be an eruv. We're only talking about when the eruv is outside the city limits. However, if the eruv is inside the city limits, the city limits count as your boundary for Shabbat, right? And so anything within the boundary for Shabbat, it doesn't matter how high up it is, it's going to count as an eruv. Demata keman demalia damya, because we see that city as if it is really just filled to the top. Meaning we don't see it as airspace. We see it as if it was filled with solid ground, let's say. And we don't see it as being 10 tvachim off the ground. Well, if that's the case, that we see wherever is within your city limits as filled to the top of that area, then really even if it is outside the city limits, still you shouldn't have a problem, because wherever you put your eruv, you have dalet amot. And so that dalet amot is rishut yachid, in which case that rishut yachid, goes up to shemayim, and it shouldn't matter if it's 10 tefachim above the ground. We should see it as if it's on the ground. Havila rishut yachid. Rishut yachid ola al rakia, right? The rishut yachid goes up to the heavens. Amrav Yitzchak bar Rav Mishar Shia, hacha be'ilan anote chutz la'arba amot askin. No, so we're talking about the following case, right? We're talking about a tree that its branches go outside the Dalet Amot. And when you put your Eruv, if you put your Eruv within 10 Tfachim, then it's within your Dalet Amot, but then once it goes beyond 10 Tfachim, it also extends out to the side, outside of the Arba Amot. So under 10 Tfachim is both under 10 Tfachim and within the Dalet Amot, and over 10 Tfachim is both over 10 Tfachim and outside the Dalet Amot, such that it wouldn't be filled to the sky. But it's Gavin Lishpo Be'ikaro. I'm talking about a case where you want to establish your Shabbat residence by the base of the tree, by the trunk of the tree, and so the branches which go for Amad outward are not going to be considered, are not within your Dalet Amot, so they're not in Rishut Yachid. Umaylamala maylamata. And so how do we understand then the qualification of above and below? Because seemingly we're now no longer dealing with above and below. We're dealing with sides, right? We're dealing with, is it inside Dalet Amot or outside Dalet Amot? The truth is, the way that I explained it already answers this question. I wasn't supposed to explain it that way just yet. I should have explained it as the branches go outside of the Dalet Amot, right? In which case, what's the difference between the Rishut Yachid and the Rishut Rabim? What's the difference between where you can put your Eruv and where you can't put your Eruv? Seemingly, it's within the Dalet Amot and without of the Dalet Amot, right? So you shouldn't say above and below. You should say closer to the tree, further from the tree, right? You should say to the right or to the left. You should say east or west, right? What does above and below have anything to do with whether or not it's within the Dalet Amot surrounding the base of the tree? And the answer is Dahadar Zakif, right? We're talking about a case where the area within the 10 tefachim is within the Dalet Amot, and the area of, and then the branch extends upward and outward, and so the area outside the Dalet Amot is above 10 tefachim. And that's what we meant when we said above and below. V'ha ibai maiti le dera, v'ha ibai maiti le dera chalav. But wait one second. Couldn't you just hop onto the tree? Couldn't you just climb onto the tree and use the Eruv in that way? If the Eruv is resting in Rishut Yachid, and then I bring it over the airspace above 10 Tfachim, which is a Carmelite, into my Rishut Yachid, which is above my Dalet Amot, right? Seemingly, I should have no issue using it, using an Eruv that is above 10 Tfachim and outside of the Dalet Amot. K'shirabim mechatvim alav, k'de'ula de'amar ula amud tisha v'rishut rabim, v'ram mechatvim alav, v'zarak menach agabab chayab. Now, because the case we're talking about is like this. We're talking about it where the masses use to readjust their burdens on top of this tree. And like Ula taught, where whenever, if the Rabim make use of this tree, right, or of a pillar of some sort, so we see that pillar as if it was a Rishut Rabim. So we're not talking about transferring from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Yachid, we're talking about transferring from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim. My Rabbi Uman, Umay Rabbanan. Okay, so earlier we mentioned Rebbe and Rabbanan's rulings about using the tree on Banish Masho. So now we're looking for the source of those rulings between Rebbe and Rabbanan. The time we learned in the Braita, not no be'ilon l'malem asara tfachim, ein eruvo eruv, l'matem asara tfachim, eruvo eruv. If you put the, so we taught in the Braita, that if you put the eruv above 10 tfachim high on the tree, it's not considered an Erev, but if under 10 Tvachim, it is considered an Erev. Ve'asur litlo. And you may not, you can't take the Erev during Shabbat, because it's on the tree. B'toch shlosha mutar litlo. However, if it's within three of the ground, then you're allowed to, because we see a three Tvach gap as if it's non-existent. Not no b'chalkala v'talo be'ilon. And if you put it in a basket and hung it on the, and hung the basket on the tree, afilu l'malam asara Tvachim, Eruv Erev, right? Then even if it was above 10 Tvachim, that's going to be considered an Erev Divrei Rabbi. That's the Shita of Rabbi. And according to the Chachamim, anywhere that you're not allowed to take it off, because attached to the tree, it's not going to be considered an Eruv. That which the Chachamim said, which statement were they commenting? Right? What were they arguing on? Were they arguing on the Reisha, that under 10 Tvachim's that under 10 Tvachim is okay? Or are they arguing on the Seifa, that the basket is okay? Well, if you want to say that they are arguing on the Seifa, that the basket is okay, meaning they hold that the basket would not be okay, then you'd have to conclude from their Shita that Sidadin are Asir. That you can't, not only can you not make use of the tree, you can't even make use of something that is making use of the tree. But that's not, we don't believe that's the Chacham Shita. Ela Aresha. Rather, they argue on the Resha, that's just when the Eruv is in the tree under 10 Tvachim, that's where you can't use it, because you can't take it. Hi, Ilan Hechidami. Now, what is the case of this tree? E delepe arba makom ptorhu. Right? If there's no surface area of four tvachim, well, then it's a makom ptor. Right? An exempt area, meaning it's not a rosh derabim. The rule by a makom ptor is that you can transfer from makom ptor into a rosh derabim. Right? But then, how could it be that we're talking about a tree that doesn't have a surface area of four tvachim? Because then it would be in a... Because if it was above 10 tvachim, let's say it was above 10 tvachim off the ground, and there were not 4 tvachim of surface area, then it's sitting in a makom ptor. And you can take something from a makom ptor into Rosh Terabim, in which case, it's totally accessible on Shabbat. Why would this not be an Eruv? The only reason for it not to be an Eruv is if it's in an inaccessible area on Shabbat, right? Like an area that you couldn't transfer. Meaning you couldn't, if your Eruv was in Rosh Terabim and you're in Rosh Terabim, you have to transfer from one to the other, or vice versa, that's when you have a problem. But here, if your Eruv is in a makom ptor and you're in Rosh Terabim, and you could transfer from makom ptor to Rosh Terabim, seemingly you should have no issue. Right? So it would seem that we are not talking about a case where the tree lacks four tvachim. Okay. But what if it does have four tvachim? Why does putting it in the basket help? If it's in an area that's above 10 tvachim and 4 tvachim of surface area, then it's in an area that's considered a reshut yachid. So if you put a basket on it, the basket is also considered a reshut yachid, in which case you still can't take it from the basket into a reshut rabim. Why does the basket help you at all in that case? So we're a little bit confused about what it is that we're talking about. We need to say that there's 4 tvachim of surface area, otherwise the ratio doesn't make any sense. But if there are 4 tvachim of surface area, then we don't understand what the basket helps anyone. I'm a Ravina. Reisha de'it be'arba, seifa de'leit be'arba, ve'chalkla mashlim ala'arba. Okay, so the Reisha is talking about a case that has 4 tvachim of surface area, so that makes perfect sense, because then it's considered Rishut Yachid. You can't bring it into Rishut Rabim from Rishut Yachid, and that's why the Erev doesn't work. However, the Seifa is talking about a little bit of a different case. The Seifa is talking about a case where the tree does not have 4 tvachim of surface area, however, the basket fills in its lacking surface area. And now, together with the basket, it has 4 tfachim. So, without the basket, it would not be able to be moved. But with the basket, it now may be moved. The Rebbe Savarla ke Rebbe Meir, right? And Rebbe's Shita, according to Rebbe Meir, the Savarla ke Rebbe Yehuda. And similarly, like Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, what does that mean? Savar like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Chokkin the Hashlin. He holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds that wherever you have, in theory, enough space to complete the, if you have a hole that has enough surrounding area that hole could be made larger and therefore a significant place unto itself, we see it as if it is larger. Rebbe Savar like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ba'inan Eruv al Gabe Makom Arba Veleika. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that an Eruv must be resting on a place of four tvachim, and here there are not four tvachim, and that's why it wouldn't be a valid Eruv. So if you hold by those two shitas, we basically get to see that basket as if it's a proper four tefach surface area for the resting of the Eruv, and that's what makes it work. And if you hold by Rabbi Yehuda, you believe that if it doesn't have four tvachim, then it cannot work. So the basket definitely makes the din more makel, because without the basket, it's not going to be a proper Eruv. My Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you know this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita? What's the source of this Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Tanya, we'll end the bright up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Na'at Korah Rishuta Rabim Veniach Eruvo Alea Gavoa Asara Varachva Arba Eruvo Eruv. Vimav Eruvo Eruv. Because Rabbi Yehuda taught as follows. If you put a beam in the ground in Rishuta Rabim, and you put your Eruv on top of it, well, if that beam was 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, then you have a proper Eruv. However, if it was not, then you don't have a proper Eruv. Adarabba, really? That you'd think that the opposite is the case. Hu ve'eruv makum echad, right? Because if you're standing right there and your Eruv is in the same domain, meaning once it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's a domain unto itself, in which case you and your Eruv are in a different domain. But now that it is, it's not 10 tvachim high with 4 tvachim wide, then you and your Eruv are not in the same domain. I would think that if you and your Eruv are in the same domain, all the more so it should be considered as though it's your Eruv. Ela hachikama. Rather, this is how you have to understand the braita. Gavoa asara tzarech shieva rosha arba. If it's 4 tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim high, it needs to be 10 tvachim wide. Ein gavoa asara ein tzarech shieva rosha arba. But if it's not 10 tvachim high, it does not need 4 tvachim, tvachim of surface area. Now, why would that be? Because once 10 tvachim high, and it's not in the Rishuta Rabim domain anymore, so then we need to see it as if it's its own domain, so it could still be considered Rishuta Yachid. Right? However, if it's not 10 tvachim high, it doesn't need 4 tvachim in order to create that surface area, but this is how we understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Kiman, and Ravina's explanation. Who did that go on? Who is Ravina explaining similar to? Or whose Shita was Ravina explaining? Ravina on our Mishnah understood the case of the baskets to be one where even though the basket has 4 tvachim high, because there isn't 4 tvachim on the tree that the basket is leaning on, so we don't treat the basket like a Rishuta Yachid, right? That's how we understood the Mishnah in order to make sure that the explanations of the Reisha and the Seifa worked out. However, if that is the case, that's his Shita, that if you have a basket resting on a tree and the tree doesn't have a place of 4 tvachim wide, but the basket does, it's still not considered Shita Yachid, right? Then we run into a little bit of an issue because we don't know whose Shita he's going by. Deloka Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. He's not following Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's Shita, which is the standard Shita that we understand when it comes to the surface area of baskets being Shita Yachid. Netanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Natz Kanam Rishuta Rabim Veniach Varosha Traskal Vazarak Vanacha Gabav Chayav. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, if you stick a pole in the ground, and that pole is not 4 tvachim wide, but it is 10 tvachim high, and then you put a basket on top of it that is 4 tvachim wide, and you throw from the Rishuta Yachid into that basket, you're going to be chayev, because you transferred from Rishuta Rabim to Rishuta Yachid. So seemingly, even though the pole does not have 4 tvachim, the basket does, and it's still considered Rishuta Yachid. And yet Ravina tried to explain our Mishnah in a way that implies that if the tree does not have 4 tvachim, and the basket does have 4 tvachim, still we're not going to see the basket as a Rishuta Yachid, right? So it's clearly not in accordance with Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's Shita. That's the Shita we're familiar with. So whose Shita is Ravina following? Afilo Tema Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Hatam Hadran Mechitzata. Hacha lo Hadran Mechitzata. No, you can even say that he follows Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's Shita, right? Because there, what we see, the basket is resting on top of the pole. The pole is in the middle of the basket, and we see the walls of the basket just continuing downward to surround the pole area. But here, it's not the same case. We don't have the case where the basket is surrounding the support for the basket, right? And where we'd see the walls of the basket extending downward and as if they were the walls of the pole itself, right? It's hanging on a branch on the tree. And this trunk of the tree is not directly underneath the basket, and the basket is now creating this area space, this surface area, this four tefach surface area that we see as if it's extending all the way to the bottom. It's kind of just hanging there. It's suspended. There's no pole that's directly underneath it. That's the case that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda was talking about that we would see as a proper Rishuta Yachid, but not if the basket is just hanging off the tree. Okay, we're going to stop here.